This is RSBNB Update, episode 178, recorded Thursday, November 13th, 2008. Sir Whiskerson III. Hello, everybody. This is what, from behind the scenes, would look like take four of episode 178, because, well...
Yeah,
because
the first three times I accidentally interrupted Shane just as he was saying hello. Accidentally, on purpose, you know.
Yes, that's Brad.
Hello.
Who is coming from Sydney, New South Wales, England? I mean, Australia? No.
Sydney? Why would I be in Sydney? If I was in Sydney, New South Wales, then used to it? If I was in Sydney, New South Wales, or just Sydney, for those of you who aren't retarded, then it would be like, I don't know, probably about 7 in the morning, and I would probably be crabby because I'm not a nice person in the morning.
It's 7:40 a.m. right now in Sydney.
Oh, what a guess! I was close.
I guess you kind of gotta know based on, you know, because.
Why did you pick Sydney of all places?
I don't know, because that's on my time thing, you know?
You could have picked anywhere in the world, and you picked Sydney?
Yeah, because we were talking about Australia before, Australian accents before the show started.
There's lots of other good... No, wait, there aren't. Yeah.
Would you rather be from, like, somewhere like Bolivia or South Africa or Madagascar?
I prefer Bolivia. I prefer South Africa because I love the way they talk. I think South Africans have lovely accents.
Okay.
Australians, on the other hand, make me want to stick my fist through a wall. Literally.
Really?
I don't want to go through a spiel about Australian accents, but it's really... I was flicking through the TV channels earlier, and it's really hard to take Australian people seriously when they talk, because they sound so comical. If, like, I lived in Australia, and an Australian policeman came to tell me that my wife and kid had been killed, I'd probably burst out laughing, because I wouldn't be able to take his voice seriously. They can't do serious in their voice. It's always, like, really comical and jovial and fun. If I had Australian parents, they couldn't tell me off because they would always be funny. Anyway, I'm going on too long. Let's start the show.
What?
I'm just saying Australian voices cannot sound intimidating or aggressive in any way. They just sound like...
Yeah, I can't do an Australian accent, so I'm not going to try. If anybody wants to provide coaching for that, send me some audio clips to shane@rsbnb.com. Thank you. Okay, I think we should get back onto the... Where are we? I forget what we're going for again.
A podcast about an online game, Shane. What the hell do you think we do every week?
Oh my, that had to have been one of the most awkward and weird openings that we've done in a long time. But
mainly because I got dragged off into a rant about Australia. Well, no, the accents, really.
First up, we got Stealing Creation. So what do you think, Mr. Brad?
I think it's a good... Well, it's good they're adding more minigames, more variety to the game, blah, 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 blah. It's just a shame that you can't really use it for anything except combat XP and thieving, you know?
You can use it for the other skills, too, but the XP you get isn't really that worth it, even the combat XP. So, I don't know.
But yeah, again, like I said, I believe I said this several weeks ago, they need to add minigames, but the minigames need to actually be worthwhile. They need to sort of, you know, they can't just be a novelty. Like, ooh, they actually have to have worth in the game. Otherwise, there really is no point.
I'm not sure if this one has worth yet, but I'll read a bit about it to you and you tell me what you think. So basically, it's north of Edgeville in the wilderness, so you have to go through there. And then once you're there, you join one of two teams. They attempt to balance out the two teams based on combat levels and skill levels. So then once you're in there, you need to collect what's called sacred clay. There's 5 levels of sacred clay, and they can be used to make various materials ranging from hatchets, nets, harpoons, pickaxes. You get the idea. You basically gather the clay and make your own equipment with those to gather more clay later on. And then event, like, the whole point of the game is to find out whichever team gets the most points, which is rather obvious, I think. So you get points whenever you bring back clay or items, so that's basically what you have to do. And then, of course, there's also the combat aspect of the game for those who are more combat inclined. What you do with that is basically the people make the materials, you get it. So if you have 80 magic, you can use class 5 magic gear and attack with it, with any regular magic spells that you may have, and then kill people. And then you get points for killing people, and they lose points. So that's where the PvP aspect comes in. And then, aside from that, it's basically just a skilling game. You know, I actually found it rather fun the first time I did it. But the question is, as you said, will it keep... Is it just a novelty for this first 2 weeks that it comes out, you know?
Yeah, the true test of it, I think, is, you know, will people still want to or see a benefit in playing it in 6 months?
Yeah. Anyway,
maybe even a couple of months, I don't know.
Yeah, I already said the items you can make. The pickaxe, the hatchet, the harpoon, the butterfly net. Those are the resource gathering ones. And then there's the class 1 through 5. One, anyone, then it starts 20, 40, all the way up to 80, so 20, 40, 60, 80. And then, of course, you got food that heals 4, 8, 12, 16, and 20 HP. So you got to make the food as well, along with the potions. And you're also able to put barriers up to secure the resources for your team, and then the other team would have to take those barriers down. And then, as you mentioned in the past, you can use pickpocketing to steal from other players. So that's rather interesting that they brought that in.
Isn't that the first instance in the game that you can actually pickpocket to steal from other players?
Yeah. So
what is the... is the success rate dependent on their level?
I think it's dependent on your thieving level. I'm not sure.
But I mean, surely they must have a base level, whereas the higher level they are above you, they're harder to pick, or maybe it has some bearing.
Okay, here it is. You need to be no less than 20 levels below your target, so that means you need to be at less level 79 thieving to pickpocket someone that has 99.
Oh, I see.
So there's a 20 level difference there. So then it's basically pickpocketing as we know it. There's also fog banks, which you can hide in, which basically obscure you from view. So that's interesting. Summoning familiars and prayer altars. So it's pretty much all aspects of the game rolled into one. There are some skills that cannot be used. For instance, farming is one. I forget what the other two are. Farming, construction, and I think construction. I'm not sure what the third is. Slayer, yes. So, eh. You know, after looking at the game, there's plenty of opportunities where they could have thrown farming in, you know? So.
Oh, it doesn't have farming in. How sad. In case you can't tell, I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, I know. See, they're neglecting farming.
Yeah, that's what they should do. That makes this game better.
No.
When they neglect farming.
God, games last 20 minutes, and you get points. You get 15 points for gathering sacred clay, 15 points for processing it, 15 points for depositing, and 30 points for depositing clay items.
You get 50 points for making a deposit?
No, 15.
15, okay. 15 for making a deposit. Just make sure
yes.
I heard that.
Then we head off into rewards. There's things called the volatile tool and the morphic tool, which basically take the volatile tool...
The volatile tool? That sounds like something related to making deposits.
What?
Never mind.
No. Basically, it'll randomly turn into one of the following things, like the hatchet, the butterfly net, the hammer, the harpoon, the knife, needle, or pickaxe. And then, of course, when you use these in-game, they will give you a bonus on the XP. And you can only transform the tool 10 times after, then it will need to be recharged.
I see.
Then there's the morphic tool, which kind of does the same thing, except you get to choose, and it gives less XP. So, take your pick. I don't know. You know, but the thing is, they only work for a certain amount of time, so you're going to have to be going back to recharge and whatnot. So, I don't know. I'm not too sure on the usefulness of those. But what do you mean by the volatile tool is related to making.
Nothing. I was making a dirty joke, hoping people's mind. Never mind. Never mind. It's not worth it.
Okay.
Don't humor myself. It's really not worth it.
Like, for example, volatile harpoon apparently gives 33% more fishing XP.
Really?
I don't know if these are certain yet, but the fletching knife gives 58.67% more fletching XP when used, and you can only use it 100 times. So,
this is again what I don't like with these rewards. They need to make them maybe cost a little more, but actually be permanent, not just you can only use it 100 times.
Yeah, you know, because you can get pretty much any of these rewards within playing two games, sometimes even one game, depending on how you do. So, yeah, it all depends on that.
I just don't see, though, why they need to keep... Because, I mean, there are Fist of Guthix. Some of the Fist of Guthix rewards are like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
You can only use them a certain amount of times. And I think it's stupid. I think they really need to start making these sort of items permanent. Obviously, for a higher reward. At a higher cost, I mean. They need to make them permanent. But I think it would improve the worthwhileness... If that's a word,
of the game
of doing the minigame, yeah, because you don't have to think. Well, if I want them, well, I'm gonna have to go back a million times.
Yeah, and then we also got the clay armors, which require 40 in their respective skill. I'm not gonna go into the exact stats. You can read that on the page. But once you buy one set of clay armor, you have them all. You can actually change it by operating it, so you can change to melee, mage, and range at will.
So
that's that. I'm going to have to rate this one a 3 out of 5, or 3.5 out of 5, I mean, just because it seems sort of fun when you first go back to play it, you know?
3.5 out of 5.
Yes. Which was created by mod John A. S.
Weren't we having a discussion about mod John A?
No.
Oh, yeah, because Shane thought, like... Chain didn't realize that the A is most likely his last, the first initial of his last name, which I thought was hilarious.
Well, no, it could be like someone like.
How come you see, right? No, explain this then, right? We know that the two people who created RuneScape, or, you know, main heads of it, are Paul and Andrew Gower. How come on the credits they always appear as Paul G and Andrew G?
Okay. I just thought, you know, some people might not want to use their last initial and they might. Put their
some might like, not, but I bet you the majority are.
I forgot to turn the MSN sounds off, but anyways, yes, like you could be shame. Brad W, you know.
Brad W, yeah, I would be mod Brad W, of course. But I would never want to work with Jack X, so.
The Halloween event has been removed, and Maggie has moved back to the original spot by the Legends Guild, and the Ox is still sick.
The ox is still sick.
Yeah, remember? Her ox had a cold, so she couldn't go out.
Right, yes. Don't remember that at all.
A bug bag. Bracelets of regeneration were not only boosting the rate at which you restored hit points, but also the rate at which hit points returned to normal after using potions with boosting effects. It's been fixed.
Oh,
bugs
yay.
That may have caused the in-game world not to load every time have also been fixed.
Oh, yay, that makes me so happy.
The fishing trawler is for fishing.
No way, I thought it was for killing each other.
So we have prevented players from leeching experience while undertaking other activities such as fletching or enchanting items. This is fair to the legitimate players, and now the trawler may not sink quite as often.
Okay.
That's good.
I never knew anybody who did, since I figure most of the time Trawler was done with a group of people you knew. It wasn't just done with random people.
But I was following on RuneWire, and apparently people were still able to take advantage of this bug. So.
Oh, I see.
Anyways. Several hats were still causing baldness. These have been rectified, so you should retain your hairstyles.
Yay, baldness.
Yeah, remember the top hat thing?
Oh, yes, the eternal top hat. What joy. They fixed that, and then I got 99 fishing. I wish they'd never fixed it and I'd never gotten it, actually.
Oh, well, you know how that works, eh?
Yeah, well, Jagex tied my... It's funny how they fixed the top hat first.
Yeah, and then...
They're plotting...
And then the week later, last week, I got bit by the same bug with my calf for some reason.
What?
With my calf, the black calf, you know?
Oh, you got bitten. I thought you were talking about getting bitten by a bug. I was like,
No. Like, that's an expression, you know? Bit by the bug?
No, I've not. I've heard the expression before, but I've not seen it used often.
Okay. Moving on from that, numerous graphical tweaks regarding clipping and other render priority issues, such as spiky hair appearing through hats.
They fixed those?
Yeah. And some may have noticed that a lazy purple cat from the Halloween event wouldn't change into a wily cat after exercise. This is being adjusted so your cat can become healthier again.
Yay.
Yeah, see, Jagex is a strong proponent of healthy cats.
Yay, healthy cats.
You gonna ever get a cat?
Maybe, I don't know.
What would you name it?
I don't know. I don't know what I'd name it. That's a difficult question. I'd get the cat and then I would look at it and I would try and figure out from looking at it what name sprang to mind. I'd just call it Sir Whiskerson the Third or something stupid like
Sir Whiskerson.
I like people who give lame names to their cats like that.
Oh, speaking of lame names, in the tutorial speaking of names in the tutorial, one of the guy's name was Grind Xplox.
Oh God, that sounds wrong.
In the tutorial, no, like Grind Xplox, you know, like for the
Grind X, please, yes, la la la.
Like for the
For
the Herblore grind thing and the bone grind thing, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know what I'm talking about then.
Yeah, but I'm trying to pretend I don't.
Okay. Players gallery number 25. I swear they try and spring these things on us, you know? Because half hour ago before we were getting ready to start the show, it wasn't on the page, then it was, so.
Yeah, Shane's sure there is some sort of... crazy conspiracy against this podcast. God damn you, Jagex.
So which one's your favorite?
I like the second from the left on the bottom line, and I also sort of like the one you like, second from left on the top line as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like the way it's done with the shading and stuff. It looks like it's like rendered or something, you know? So I know it just looks very nice. That wouldn't it be nice if you could see RuneScape in full 3D, like how they're showing in that render? That would be nice. Maybe that's the next step for them.
Could be starting
to be like, wow, you know? I don't know. That would be a 3D update to really be proud of and get people playing again, you know?
Indeed.
Anyways, so... Yeah, there's also a few other good ones, like... I don't know. There's a Hellhound one. That looks rather interesting. I don't know what medium that is. So you say the second one on the bottom there is like paint or something, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a treasure trailer guy digging up a clue, and he looks rather tired in the desert. So, I don't know. That one's not that interesting. But, I don't know. I'm going to stick with the mage one. You going to go with that one or the one below? Which one?
I'm going to go with the one below. I think that's better. Okay. And Shane actually thought that was... colored in, it's obviously watercolor.
It looks like pencil crayon to me.
With that pencil crayon to me. Well, Shane, you do have worse eyes than me. Ergo, my judgment on such things is more valid. Well, my judgment is much more valid than yours anyway. But
I'm wearing glasses.
So?
But I am.
My eyes. So you trust those phony pieces of glass over
yes,
my
I
natural...
Yes, I do. It's actually plastic. They don't
plastic.
Use glass anymore. They don't use glass anymore. Really?
They do here.
Wow. You must have lots of broken glasses then, people.
Well, no, because we just don't throw them about willy-nilly.
No, like if you get hit with a hockey puck in the face, you know?
Why would you get... Sorry, is that an everyday occurrence in Canada? I know you liked hockey, but that's a bit of a piss take, isn't
sometimes,
it? When you get hit in the
yeah,
face
people wear glasses. Every,
on a daily occurrence... Well, so if people wear glasses, they are much more likely to...
Well, no, I'm just saying if they were made with glass.
Oh, right.
And
you're
not
nuts.
Plastic stuff.
I don't understand you. I don't want to understand you.
Anyway, it's time for the poll. It's a guaranteed content poll for Christmas cards. You know that time of year is coming. Less than almost a month away. Hey, today, the 13th, is 1 month from your birthday.
Yay, I hate Christmas.
Oh, well, why? Why?
Because it's terrible. Everybody's so happy at Christmas.
Including your dad.
No, he's never happy. Don't be stupid.
Okay, guaranteed content poll. Which one of these Christmas is your favorite idea for a Christmas card design? Winning at 22%. And the one that should be winning is Falador in winter, covered in a blanket of snow, decorated for Christmas. I want that one to win. So if you're not voted in this poll already, go to runescape.com and vote in this guaranteed content poll for Falador covered in winter. And then, of course, the one that...
No, don't do what Shane says. Don't do what Shane says.
Then, of course, the one that Bob likes. Bob. I mean, Brad likes is the
I'm
one.
Not called Bob. Don't call me Bob, you ass.
Bob the cat asleep by a fireplace wearing a Santa hat with a fish-shaped present waiting for him underneath the Christmas tree. 18%. Tiz Talk Jad and the corporeal beast struggling to keep their footing on a large patch of ice. 15%. Baby versions of General... Gryadar and Creel to set the Armadil one fighting over a Christmas cracker, 13%, and a RuneScape player in full melee armor carving a turkey with one of RuneScape's swords, 10%.
That is the worst idea.
Yes. Santa trying to persuade a camel with antlers to pull his sleigh in Alcard, 9%. Gnomes standing on each other's shoulders to place a star on top of a Christmas tree, 7%. Party Pete having a snowball fight with the dancing knights outside the party room, 6%. I didn't know if those dancing knights could get off the table.
Didn't you?
No.
That's interesting.
So, yes, vote for that one, and if you vote for it, we'll come to some sort of agreement on maybe a mention. So if you send me a PM or something and say you voted for it, I'll mention your name.
Oh my god, are you exploiting the sadness? Anyone who actually has their name read out by Shane will wear the eternal badge of patheticness. So that's if you want to have that bestowed upon you, then by all means go.
Forums.rsbnb.com.
Don't PM him. Don't do it. Otherwise, you will be haughtily ridiculed by me. And I know you will fear that so much.
You know, Brad's not really one to be scared of. Inside, he's nice, like a nice teddy bear, you know?
No, I'm not. Don't tell people lies.
It's not a lie.
It is a lie. Comparing me to a teddy bear is the worst lie ever told.
So what, a shark then? Well,
no, I'd say I'm like something that's usually quite placid, but when angered, will rip your head off.
A dog?
No, I'm not a dog. I'd say like a lion. That's probably too complimentary to me.
Or a ferret.
No.
Or a kangaroo, like that one you had in your avatar that time.
What, the kangaroo that gets tricked by the bird?
Yeah.
You're trying to insinuate stupid. God damn you.
Questions? Yeah, I think that's it for RuneScape updates, unless you have any questions for me, Brad.
No, that's it. Questions.
Okay, first take question. The first one.
If you could, would you do a world record? If the answer is yes, then which one would you do? If you don't like any, what record would you make up that you would do? What would make up the most video games played in a year record? That question is from Flash. Interesting question.
I don't know. Would you do one?
I'd do most insults thrown at in an hour. I think I could do that easily. Or maybe 10 minutes. I don't want to waste an hour.
Yeah, but then you got the whole idea of what's really an insult, you know, because it's different to every person. So,
oh,
I
don't God. Know. How about if I call them scumbags? Is that so enough?
Sure. So, you, what would you really do that one?
Yeah, it's probably one I'd be best at, to be fair.
Okay. As for me, I don't know. I really don't know of any world records I could do. Maybe, I don't know, something Star Trek related or something.
Well, watch the most Star Trek episodes in a row or something stupid like that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be boring, since the record's probably really high. So you'd have to watch like 1,000 Star Trek episodes.
Well, no, there aren't 1,000.
Yeah, well, you'd have to watch some twice, or maybe 3 times.
Yeah, you know, but that would be good, because there's episodes I haven't seen in a long time.
Would you want to watch them twice?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, there's favorite ones that I watch more than other ones, you know?
Like what?
So, there's this one, Next Generation one. It's one of my favorite ones, where the time gets stopped, and they have to figure out why the time has stopped, and it's a good episode. There's, like, pockets of anti-time where it stops, and then you get, if you go in it, you get stuck, and then there's periods where time goes faster. Like, for instance, a bowl of fruit got stuck in one of these, and it rotted within 30 seconds rather than taking, you know, how long it would take a bowl of fruit to regularly rot.
Okay.
Then Captain Picard stuck his hand in there, and then his fingernails grew really long.
Why the hell are we talking about this?
Because you asked me what my favorite episode was.
Nobody cares.
Anyways, thank you, Flash. Have you ever heard of a thing called a ripstick? If you have, can you ride one or not? I can ride one. They're cool. That's from Latias 221. You know, I'd never heard of one of these before, but it looks like an elongated version of a skateboard.
I just put it into Wikipedia.
Yeah, what do you think?
It looks like a skateboard.
I know. Do you ever try skateboarding?
The price ranges from $75 to $130.
You ever
with approximately 70 million... What? Skate it? What?
Skateboarding.
Rollerblading.
No, skateboarding.
No, I think I had a skateboard when I was younger, but I was never that interested in it.
What about rollerblading?
No.
Oh. Yeah, see...
Complaining's my thing.
So, yeah, I'd never heard of one of those today, but, yeah, it's basically like an elongated version of a skateboard, it looks like, doesn't it, hey?
Yeah, I guess
yeah.
So.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Is there anything else on that one?
No, not really.
Okay, next one.
Next question. Hi, what's the dumbest thing you've ever said? By the way, Shane, what is your favorite Star Trek episode? Mr. Noob, we were just talking about this, damn it. Okay, well, clever the first bit. What's the dumbest thing you've ever said? I'm sure Shane, there's got to be something Star Trek related.
I don't think so. What about you?
Dumbest thing I've ever said. Yes, Shane, sure, I will be the guest host on... I will be the co-host on RSPB Update. Or,
no.
Yes, Shane, I will be a moderator on your forum. Or, yes, Shane, I will be an administrator on your forum. Or, yes... Oh, no, you get the gist of where that joke's going, don't you? I don't know, I honestly can't. It's difficult. It's like when people go, oh, what's your biggest regret in life? Or what's the worst thing you've ever done? Or what's the best thing you've ever done? You can never think of one. Which makes me think my life is really average and there are no extremities.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, Star Trek episode, yes. That one I was just talking about before is called Timescape. That's a good one. But then there's just so many other ones that are on the borderline, you know, of favorite and stuff. I have favorite ones from practically every season. But that's
God.
One. But I have to say probably overall my most favorite one, ooh, changes. You know, it's like changes from day to day, like your, or not day to day, like changes often, like your favorite movie changes, you know?
Yeah.
It's probably the series finale to Voyager when they get home, you know?
No, I wouldn't know, because I've never seen
it. Well, the episode is called Endgame in Season 7 of Voyager. Yeah, and Captain Janeway, future self, comes back to help them get home.
Okay.
From 20-some-odd years in the future.
You're messed up in the head.
Why?
because you talk about Star Trek all the time.
Oh, here's another good one. Schisms, season 6 of Next Generation.
You were only asked to select one.
Well, I can't select one.
Well, too bad then. You can't answer the question.
That was from Mr. Noob.
Yeah, okay. Tech questions this week. Sorry, Brad, I know you hate Oprah users. Yes, I do. What do you think of Oprah? What is your favorite widget? Thanks.
It's from Oprah. Earth. Not Oprah.
Oprah, whatever. What is your favorite widget? I don't have a favorite widget.
Yeah, neither do I, because we don't use it.
My favorite widget is the one that closes it.
You know, I was going to say the exact same thing.
Shane, you always say that when I make good jokes. You're like, oh, I was thinking that same thing.
I was.
Steal my joke, Shane. Anyway, so can't really input much on that subject because we
what
don't.
What do you think
we
of Oprah?
I can tell you what our favorite. What?
What do you think of Oprah?
I've only used it a couple of times. I just don't like it.
Okay. So what are you going to say now?
We could say what our favorite. Oh, God, I'm tired. We could say what our favorite Firefox extension is since we both use Firefox.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
My favorite is the Measure It one.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. For me, I'd have to say Web Developer or Firebug.
Why?
If I had to pick, I'd have to say Firebug. I don't know. It's like you right-click on a page, you choose Inspect Element. It shows you that element, and then it also shows you the styles on the right-hand side, and you can edit the styles so you can... So basically, you can make changes to the page without making changes to your code, and then once you find something that works, you just take it back to your code.
Mm.
Another nice one is the Delicious extension.
Okay, but we don't need a whole list of your Firefox extensions.
Yeah, well, I only use 4. Web Developer, Measure,
Well, you've given us you've given us 3 so far. We don't need the 4th.
And as to why we don't like Opera?
Because it sucks. There we go. That's reason enough for me. Next question. Dear
no,
awesome
I'm not
folks.
Done. I didn't get to say why I don't like it.
Oh, for the love of God. Go.
Reason I don't like it is there's 2 sort of reasons. For one, it sort of lacks UI integration on the Mac. That's one. And then the second choice is I always found the advanced preferences and the preferences layout in general complicated at best. So, yeah, that's why I don't like it. Like, I'm starting to feel the same way with Firefox, too. I wish I could have, like a minimalistic version of Firefox, you know?
Mm.
Like a version of Firefox that was back, like, when with Firefox 1, but, you know, that's how it goes. But anyways, yes, next question.
Dear awesome show hosts, I was wondering if any of you have ever been in a relationship with a girl. Oh, this is going to be funny. Okay, we'll do that first. Ever been in a relationship with a girl, Shane? Come
no.
on, Shane. I have.
No.
I win. Woo, I win.
The question
Woo.
Is how many?
No, it isn't. Wondering if any have been in a relationship with a girl.
Yeah,
you're asking,
but...
no.
Yeah.
Okay, but... it depends what you define as a relationship. Well, longer than a month?
Sure.
Okay, longer than a month, that's 1, 2, 3. 3! And all of those have been significantly longer than a month, I'd like to add. What is your greatest achievement in life? That's like I said when we were talking about the stupidest thing you've ever said question, it's really hard to define that sort of thing. Unless you've, like, cured cancer or gone to the moon, or you've sort of, you know, you've sold a million, you know, or you've made loads and loads of money. It's really difficult to define a greatest achievement in your life. I honestly don't know what my greatest achievement in life is.
You know, speaking of going to the moon, the space shuttle's going up tomorrow for anybody who's interested, or as you're hearing this, probably already has.
Nobody cares, Shane. What's your greatest achievement in life?
You know, as you said, this defaults back to... It's kind of hard to say if you haven't done anything, but it defaults back to finishing high school so far.
Mm. Yes.
Wouldn't you say that's the same for you? Or did
not
you
really.
Not finish?
Of course I finished. How dare you? I'm not a high school dropout. I did more than compulsory education. But good. No, I did. It was never like a big woo yay for me. It was just I never tried, but I still passed comfortably. So it was never like a big oh wow, I achieved a lot, because it just wasn't hard. If it was hard, and I'd had to work at it really hard and study and revise and just to get what I did, then yeah, I would be happy. But I got good marks, and I didn't even try, which shows you how messed up the British education system is. If you can't get through even with hard work, then you must be the dumbest planet. Right.
Side note for Shane, I currently live in Calgary, the southwest part of the city. That's from Frosty Bow.
Thanks. Keep up the great show, Frosty Bow. Always got to read the rhyming part.
Oh, yeah, right. You know, he said he wouldn't listen to the show if you were gone, so I didn't put that in because it made me feel sad.
You made Shane feel sad. Good on you. Do it more often.
You know, Calgary Southwest is where Stephen Harper is from.
Oh, wow, the pedophile. Stephen Harper, that is, not Frosty Bow. I'm not making any accusations. He might be, but...
I don't think so.
You can't say no for sure. You could be a pedophile for all we know. I think you are. Shane keeps asking me for my address. He's going to turn up one day in a big trench coat and rape me.
Guess you'll have to get your dad to protect you.
Right, anyways. Yes, because he is at my side at all times, ready to protect me from Canadian
rapists.
Yeah, is
he listening to us right now? Or
no, he's in bed because he has a headache.
Oh. I'm currently saving up for a red Halloween hat. Do you have any ideas of making money for a level 95 member besides God Wars? That's from Brendan.
Depends on your stats.
I'm going to look his stats up right now, but I can say one thing. If you have over 32 farming, you can go runner farming. So.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, you know, you gotta take into account that farming's good for that sort of stuff. Here we go. Let's look him up. Okay. Farming. Oh, no, that's not ranked. That's not good. No. But here's his stats. Tell me what you think. Let's see.
That's an ambitious goal, since you don't have any non-combat skills that are that high.
Yeah. And even your Slayer is only 37, so you can't do the Spiritual Mages for Dragon Boots, because that's good money. So, basically...
I thought you said it was rubbish money now.
No, it's got better, you know? Since the PvP update, it got better. Like, Dragon Boots are at 266k right now. So that's good. But, yes, you really should work on that. My advice would be to get Hunter up and go for 99 Hunter if you need money. Also to get your farming up, because herb farming is a good source of revenue. So, I would do that. So, Ranner seeds are good, but it's the amount you spend in case one dies. That's a little off-putting. So, Toad Flax are good because people like those for Saradomin Brews, and then Quorum as well. So, but Quorum would be best because it gives XP as well. We gave you pretty much three choices here. A, get Hunter up and use that. Right, Brad?
Yeah.
Get your Slayer up to 83 and use that.
Yeah.
Or do massive amounts of herb farming.
Either way, if he wants to make quick money without... God Wars, which I think would still be a pretty good way, he's going to need to raise some of his non-combat skills.
Pretty much. Like, even with woodcutting, 62 woodcutting, you can cut used, but it wouldn't be that fast, you know? So, definitely should get some of the non-combat skills up in order to do that. So, yeah, try that and report back. What have we got next?
Next question. Oh, this is a long question. This is a quote I'm reading out. This isn't the actual question. In its infinite wisdom, the Quebec Superior Court has ruled that the punishment meted out by the girl's father was too severe and ruled that the minor child's favor. Even though this last episode is just the latest in a long string of transgressions, Justice Suzanne Tessier overturned the father's grounding. Like a lot of parents, 12-year-old's father had banned access to certain websites. The youngster bypassed the security setting her father had set to block her access using one of her friend's computers to access those same sites and posted pictures of herself that are being described as inappropriate for a child her age. Kim Bedouin, who is the father's lawyer, said that the disciplinary measures taken were done in the interest of protecting the young girl and is planning an appeal. Your thoughts, source? That question is from Rev. I honestly think it's stupid that such a matter has come to, had to be ruled upon by a court.
Well, yes. At the expense of... The daughter is suing her dad.
I do not think there's anything unreasonable in children disciplining their parents. If your dad says you can't go on that website, then TS, you can.
You said children disciplining their parents.
Parents disciplining their children. If the dad says no, then you don't do it. I mean, it's, you know, even if you get caught doing it, you accept the punishment. You don't sue them, goddammit. It's stupid. It should never have been heard in the first place. It should have been thrown out.
Yeah, I agree with that. But then, you know, if she has money to hire her own lawyer, why not, you know?
That's interesting. How did she get the money to hire her own lawyer?
I don't know. But remember once after your little incident there that time back then you snuck on the computer at like night or something to come on after, you know?
Yeah.
But, so, I don't know. What were you thinking back then?
Well, it's you. Everybody has been told to not to do something by their parents and has done it anyway.
I never have. I was a good kid.
Oh, my God. No, it's not about being a good kid, Shane. You could be a good kid and still disobey your parents once in a while.
I don't think I ever did.
Well, a lot of kids do, and I think, you know, you want to do it anyway, and sometimes the threat of punishment isn't enough to stop you because you think you're going to be able to get away with it, but you rarely do.
And you did before, so. Yeah.
I've got away with things plenty of times. It's because I'm clever, and I don't get caught. Well, I got caught once.
Well, yeah, was that the time your dad made his appearance?
Shut up. Keep going with the show.
So that means yes. Way back, many moons ago.
When Cressida was on the show.
Yeah, and you were a good deal younger. That was November...
2005?
November 2005.
3 years. 3 years have passed. Wow, that makes me think I'm wasting my life.
Anyway, so, yeah, there's our thoughts. Thank you. Hypothetically, if a World War III were to break out tomorrow in your country, was in danger, would you enlist to fight? I mean, if England or Canada were being involved, would you fight to protect your country? When the majority of countries have nuclear weapons and everything you know is at risk, would you fight? Why or why not? From Besedon.
Of course I wouldn't fight. I'm not dying for somebody else's ideals.
Well, you know, if a World War III breaks out, it's pretty much all over before the troops can come and invade.
It'll be like Fallout 3. We will have to go into underground vaults and hide and then reemerge to chase our fleeing father and across a barren wasteland taking out raiders and mutants. That's what Fallout 3 is.
I see. That sounds interesting.
It is a good game. But you won't like it because you don't like single-player games because you lack the skill to play them.
No. Anyways. Yeah, that's sort of probably what would happen rather than traditional infantry combat is seen in World War II, you know? So.
Yeah, it's not like we'd all be in the... Well, no, the trenches was World War I, but it's not like we'd all be out on battlefields, like, you know, crouching behind sandbags and... Boo-boo, boo-boo-boo-boo. It wouldn't be like that, no.
Yeah, that most likely would happen after the residual attack, you know?
Yeah, we'd just nuke the hell out of each other first, and if anyone was left, we'd fight it out in a game of arm wrestling.
Arm wrestling?
Yep.
Really? Okay.
That's how we would settle the conflict.
Last question?
Last question before tech news. If offered enough money, would you sell RSB&B? if anybody offered me any money, I would sell, because it's not mine to sell, so anyone giving me money to buy is stupid. If you'd like to buy RSPNB for $10, please send me your please send me an email and I'll give you my PayPal link and you can complete the payment.
The answer is it totally depends, but you know, for the amount of money.
I don't think Shane would sell it unless he was offered a ridiculously high price.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know? Most people who are involved in this game and stuff would not have the funds to be able to sell it, you know? So.
Yeah, but if somebody, like, let's say hypothetically, someone offered you $5,000 for it.
No.
$10,000?
No.
$25,000?
Sure.
See? So. What's the lowest you would possibly accept?
Well, it would have to be 50,000 to do an even split.
You just said yes
Mike
to 25.
Well, 25,000 for each of us. So 50,000 for an even split between each of us.
You would never get that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not for sale.
It's not for sale.
So yeah, there you go.
I would be tempted to buy if I was rich, just so I could put Star Wars is better than Star Trek in the site banner.
I can do that for you. If you send me money.
No, I'm not, because I'll send you money and you won't do it. I'm not an idiot. Even though I sound and look like one.
Okay, so that's from GZ Pro. Are you thinking of buying GZ Pro? I don't know. Maybe he is.
He probably wants to offer you a dollar for it.
Throw in a
mention for audio questions.
You're not supposed to read that. That's italicized.
Oh, too bad. Shane hates everybody. He wishes they would all leave him the... Oh, sorry, I wasn't supposed to read the italics. Was like, that wasn't italics, no. I was just making that.
So if you're interested in questions about a world record or a nuclear war or a daughter suing her father, send in audio questions to questions@rsbnb.com.
No, if you just want us to like you more, send in audio questions.
Yeah, audio questions are fun, aren't they? We get to hear people's voices.
Yeah, we get to hear your voice, because we're perverted like that. We like to hear people's voices. We like to hear it. We play it over and over and over, but we just get... No, we don't. This is going to put them off sending questions. Just send us a question.
Yeah, questions@rsbnb.com. Waiver MP3 under 30 seconds in length.
No matter what you ask, an audio question is probably very much like to get you on the show. Unless
the
you ask something like... You know, what's your sexual orientation? In which case, Shane will get immediately defensive and he will refuse to answer.
No, I'd answer that.
Been campaigned very heavily for Proposition 8.
Yes, the yes side.
No, to say no to it.
Yeah, right. Anyways, yeah, so as Brad said, only questions that are inappropriate or if they're bad audio quality typically don't get on with audio questions. So,
yeah, they
feel free
to
send those in. Or if it's too quiet, or you know, that's
send them to questions@rsbnb.com.
Yes. So, I don't know. Maybe we should all go hide in a bunker. You know, I don't know. That's what they do.
Yeah, let's go hide in a bunker.
They do that on the Terminator show. Like they hide in like under the city and stuff, and they eat
garbage. Nobody cares about the Terminator show, Shane. On to tech news.
Tech news, major source of online scams and spams. Knocked offline. Hey, that rhyme. Scams and spams.
Spams.
Anyways, the U.S.-based web hosting firm that security experts say was responsible for facilitating more than 75% of junk email blasted out each day globally has been knocked offline following reports from Security Fix on evidence gathered about suspicious activity emanating from their network. On Monday, Security Fix contacted the internet providers that manage more than 90% of the company's connection to the larger internet, sending them information about badness at Mikola as dominated by the security industry. 2 hours later, Director of Marketing for Hurricane Electric, the company that was the other major internet provider for Mikola, sent a message saying that they had shut down this source of spam. Now, the only thing is, this is a suspicious thing, and it will eventually come back online again. So basically, yes, this guy's got shut down because of suspicious activity, but then they're going to be back up sooner or later. So, you know, just goes to prove that spam can be defeated, you know? So, I don't know, maybe we're closer than we thought to defeating spam. How much spam do you get per day?
3 or 4 emails, maybe, into my junk folder.
Oh, yeah. That's not too bad. I mean, right now, if I look at my Gmail anti-spam folder, there's 611 in there.
Let me check my Gmail. I want to check my Gmail. Gmail. Load.
That's from October 13th. In the last month, 611 spam.
Okay, I have, in the last, today alone, I have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 14 spam emails in my Gmail. Wow. And like 2 in my Hotmail, because I checked that earlier.
Interesting. So, yeah, you know, hopefully this is something that that the chief technology officer in the Obama administration will be able to work on, because, you know, he is going to appoint one of those. So if they
Ted Stevens.
No.
He's going to appoint Ted Stevens, the man who thinks the internet is a series of tubes. Never mind that Ted Stevens is a Republican.
But, you know, that's something. I don't understand how people there can run on when they have charges of corruption against them. 7 charges.
I tell you who he should appoint. He should give it to Dick Cheney, because if Dick Cheney's computer blew screens, he would shoot it and then go, oh, I thought it was a deer.
My. Are people allowed to run there if they're held up under corruption charges?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
You should try it. Anyways,
well, I should get indicted for corruption and then run for political office.
Yeah, I said try it.
That's boring. I'd like to be indicted on something fun, like blackmail.
Google launches video chat for Gmail. So
you
yes,
tried
you
this
can...
out?
Yes, I did.
Who with? Mike?
Yeah, of course. Why? I wouldn't try it with anybody else, because I don't want anyone else to see me, you know?
You don't want Mike getting mad at you. You don't want, you know, you and Mike like a couple.
No.
You're going to drive down to Massachusetts. Is it Massachusetts that same-sex marriage is okay? You're going to get a Massachusetts marriage.
No, thanks.
I feel bad about this mainly because I'm involving Mike, when Mike has done nothing to evoke this sort of insult. Where Shane has, but Mike, no, he hasn't. Shane and mystery gay man.
I'm going to edit that out.
Oh, come on, you pussy.
Google is rolling out video and voice capabilities for the chat function that was embedded in the Gmail interface. It's a bare-bone voice and video conferencing service. And as stated, the upshot is that addition of voice and video makes Gmail a more compelling product, and it's nice to have the integration of everything all together, maps, office, etc. You know...
So what's the quality like? Is it very much dependent on your webcam or what?
Well, the video quality is excellent.
Mm.
But the audio quality, he said it sounded like a phone.
Surely you could make a call on Skype and just mute the Gmail.
Yeah, that's the thing. You could use that for that. But Skype can also do video, so... You know, it's definitely better to stick with Skype, I do have to say, because based on the quality, it's not as good, because it has to be compressed for web transfer over port 443 or 80, depending on what type of Gmail connection you're using. So you're going to lose some quality on the video and audio, but based on what he showed me, it looks good, and he said the sound quality was phone, so... I don't know, I'm going to be sticking with Skype, because Skype can do full-screen video as well, if you have a good camera.
Mm.
Which I do. Like, if you had a good camera, we could set cameras up and we could do videos while doing the show. I'm sure people would just sit to watch, you know?
I don't know if people would want, because when I'm recording the show, I'm sort of... Like, at the moment, for example, I am sat sort of not looking at my computer screen, but almost at a right angle looking at the wall... I'm leaning back slightly on my chair with one foot on the desk and one hanging down. And I've got my hands behind the back of the chair, sort of leaning on where the back of the chair is just hitting down on the bed, sort of lightly squeezing them. If I was to accidentally fall, it would probably really hurt. I'm not sure people would necessarily want to see a video of me fidgeting about while I talk for an hour and a half. Or maybe they would, I don't know.
I don't know. What are you wearing today?
Jeans and a shirt.
What color?
It's stripy. It's green, dark green, green, dark green.
Okay.
Green, dark.
And the jeans?
Blue.
Okay. And socks? Gray?
Do you remember when I said if I fell back, I would squish my hands and it hurt?
Yeah.
I just did, and it did hurt. Oh, I'm an idiot. Oh, my hands. Okay, I'm fine now. I'm good.
See, that would have been good to have on the video there, you know?
Yeah, it would have. What a shame. But it probably would have been out of camera shot. I would have just fallen down and you'd have heard me going, Oh, I'm an idiot.
I don't know. I don't think I'd feel comfortable with doing video because nobody's seen me yet. So
I would. I'd be fine doing it, but I don't think people would want to see it, frankly. Oh, God. My chair is now sideways on my bed with the back of it on my bed, and I'm lying down facing the ceiling. Okay, I'm going to hoist myself back up. Oh, God. Try not to injure myself anymore.
You're only 17.
I know.
Anyways, on to your rant. Chairs. You can take the rant.
In a second, let me write myself. Oh, good God, this chair's heavy.
What kind of chair is it?
Just a normal desk chair, but it's heavy. Ah, no. I'm fine. Oh, God, if I drop this now, it's going to be painful. Oh, no, I'm good. It's cool. Right, I'm down now. Normal position. Right, rants. I know this can and will cause an argument. The quest released on May the 7th, Perils of Ice Mountain, was plain dumb. It has absolutely nothing to do with the game of RuneScape except for this pickaxe smithing reward. Jagex has stated many times in suggestions from that this is a fictional game. Pardon me, and that things don't have to be... Pardon me, based on actual medieval times. But why, after such a long time, having been spent making RuneScape, a fictional game, would Jagex bring real-world issues into the game? All days at school, my teachers have discussions about controversial issues, and I come home to be reminded about them. Quests about real-world issues are not needed in RuneScape. What's next? Will Jagex come out with a quest directing attention to the Darfur genocide or the war on terrorism? Yeah, we'll have to invade a province that is strangely named Wyran. And we'll have to go in with nukes and stuff that we made using the smithing skill. It'll be fun. Anyway, that was my digression.
You know, that would be fun.
No, wouldn't it be sad?
Get, I play RuneScape George to get away Bush. From you.
Shut up.
And I play RuneScape to get away from
you. Shut up. I play RuneScape to get away from the real world, not to constantly hear about its problems. Jagex needs to take politics and all real world matters out of their game. They are ruining it. Jagex, that's just not right. Keeping real world matters out of your game, or if you have to put them in there, at least give two possible quest solutions so it's not biased. Please, Jagex, new quests are tolerable, but no more. I sort of agree with the guy. I don't think that they should necessarily inflict their own agenda through the game.
Yes, I agree.
But I don't see any problem sort of making humorous references to real-world events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, for example, in this quest he mentions, hey, May 7th, that was 2 days after I had my teeth removed. Remember Mike was on that show and you guys were making me laugh and it was hurting my mouth?
Oh, yeah, that was fun. Making you feel pain.
But, yeah, they were setting their own agenda on this because they were saying global warming is like the most important problem on Earth, but it's really not. We don't even know if global warming is like a real problem.
Yeah, they really shouldn't be setting their own agenda on these problems. Yeah. Feel free to open a discussion, but don't firmly thrust your own agenda on.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm not entirely convinced on global warming yet myself, so...
I'm undecided. I really don't care as toss either way.
But yeah, your idea about invading a province named Wyran was interesting.
Yes, anyway.
but that's a good suggestion, you know? But yeah, I think that it should be kept clear because it is a game. But little subtle influences are all right. Like, you know...
They should develop their own issues within the game and make a big deal out of that.
If the new king was a black person, he's the first black king, then sure, that'd be acceptable.
Well, and call him King Orama.
Sure.
King,
you know,
Rarak Orama.
Anyway, so yeah, we both agree on that, but you know, they need more Star Trek references.
No less Star Trek references, on to other things.
A skill of the month update. Brad, any guesses on how skill of the month is going?
What's the skill?
Hit points.
Slowly.
Well,
if anyone has over, I don't know, 500,000, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, they do.
Oh God, who?
Marking 22 has 2.28 million XP.
Holy
Dirt Viking,
shit!
Dirt Viking 06 has 1.19.
Wow, that's a lot.
The Killer has 1.192, so he's 1K behind. And Zach Glenn has 642K XP, which is fourth. So there's your 4 over 500.
Wow.
But you can see that those top three are obviously using, like, pest control or skeletons or bandits, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas the ones below are obviously just using traditional combat, right?
Just not no-lifing it.
Yeah, so I don't know. If you're upset about the way it's going, why not go to the bandits or pest control and join them?
Level,
you know,
the playing field.
Yeah, like, everything is fair game. So, anyways, so yeah, but those top four are the really ones who are only moving. The rest are kind of flatlined if you look at the graphs. So that's rsbnb.com/SKOTM. Yes. We will be announcing November events this weekend, probably, or sometime early next week, depending on what we decide to do. So stay tuned for that. So Brad, what have you been up to this week?
I went to see the film about George W. Bush last night, W. That was very good. It was very good. I especially like the portrayal of Karl Rove and Dick Cheney in it. It's very good. If you are interested in politics in the slightest, go and see it.
Yeah, I probably will see it when it comes out, but I'm just a little upset that it's not using the real George Bush, you know?
But they couldn't get the real him to do a film. Don't be unrealistic.
If I was president, I'd do that.
No, he wouldn't, because for the most part, it's making out all his faults and flaws. It makes him... The film basically makes George W. Bush look like the puppet of Dick Cheney and Karl Rove. It makes him look like a real idiot, because he doesn't really... He has his own ideas, and he thinks he's doing what he wants to do, but really, he's portrayed as doing what Cheney and Rove want him to do. So
really?
He's really... It really doesn't paint him in a... It doesn't paint him in a bad light, but it doesn't paint him in a good one either.
Well, it can't happen like that in real life, so people have to take it with a grain of salt. So he should have signed up to do it and take it with a grain of salt, you know?
Hmm.
That's what I got to say. Anything else?
No.
No? Any... You got the World of Warcraft thinger?
Yeah, I've got it. I haven't installed it yet, because I cannot be bothered.
Oh, so you're not one of those diehard ones who installs it right away and stays up for 18 hours to play?
Oh, God, I wish I could be that committed to something. But no, alas, I am full of apathy. I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Okay. I got like a whole monologue here I'm going to say. Well, yeah.
Change auditioning for a Broadway show.
No, I would never do that.
He's going to play
Anyways,
a game.
Anyways, basically, I've got a few things to say. I've been obviously working with schoolwork, as you can imagine at this time of year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, Gears of War 2, got that.
And I didn't want to get that.
Mike and I have been working our way through the campaign. It's funny at times, you know?
I heard it gets very difficult on your own. It's not necessarily tailored towards single player.
Yeah, that's why I think the co-op is the main part of the campaign. Because otherwise you're with AIs, and the AIs are playing stupid, so it's better to have real people with you. So
unless it's you, because you're just as stupid as an AI.
No, I'm good.
No. Anyway, continue on with your monologue, Shane.
So that's rather fun and funny at times, like, I don't know, just the way the characters are. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, farming. You know, farming is fun, so I've been working my way through the farming skill again to 20 million XP.
Yeah.
And, of course, some RuneWire work, and I'd like to point you guys to my profile. I got a nice new signature that states, RuneWire, it's time to re-ask the question, what are you doing in RuneScape? Coming soon. So take a look at that signature and look closely at it, and you'll see some nice little things in there.
Woo!
You like that signature?
Yes, it looks very good.
Yeah, who do you think made it?
Not you. Mushroom Queen?
No, actually, I made it.
Oh, you made it. Wow. I don't know. If somebody says who made a sig, I go, oh, Mushroom Queen, probably. I don't know. I know nothing about signatures. I don't want to know anything about signatures,
you want
really.
You want me to make you a signature?
No. Unless it says Shane is shit, Brad is brilliant.
No. No.
Okay, then I don't want a signature.
Okay. I think we're done, unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
No, I don't have anything I'd like to talk about. I'm all done for this week.
Okay, so with that said, this has been RSPNB Update 178 with Sorefingers Brad and Shane 1288. See you guys next week, everyone.
Oh, Sorefingers Brad, I see. You cracked on my accident there. See you next week, everybody. Hopefully not, but probably will.
RSPNB Update 178. How do you say 178 in French or German or something?
I have no idea. 100 would be 100. Because the Germans have a funny way of pronouncing letters. They don't say 108. They say like 10870. So it's something like 178. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 178. 178.